Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. Joe Biden has become the first sitting US president to visit the city of Tulsa in Oklahoma to commemorate the race massacre that took place there 100 years ago. Addressing a memorial event, Mr. Biden said that for too long, the history of the killing of some 300 black people by a white mob had been silenced. Here's Neda Tofik.
He made the point to talk about how this has been silenced for too long and that he was there to fill that silence because he believed that the pain would only deepen and healing could only begin once you remember these atrocities so that America can move on from this stain on its soul, as he put it. And so he very much understood the significance of him going there to Tulsa. And he really said that this still impacts America.
The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is in Costa Rica to meet foreign ministers from 8 Central American countries to discuss the flow of migrants to the United States. At a joint news conference with the Costa Rican President Carlos Alvarado, Mr. Blinken said the U.S. would provide $4 billion over 4 years to help Central American countries address the root causes of the mass migrations.
What are they? We know. Governance, or the lack thereof. Corruption. Insecurity. And ultimately, opportunity. Because at heart, people need to have confidence that they can put food on the table, that they can provide for themselves and for their families, and that there's actually the prospect of a better life going forward. That requires some very basic things, like jobs. And those jobs often follow from investment.
The United States is to suspend all oil and gas development in the vast National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska, abruptly halting the Trump administration's controversial plan to expand Arctic fossil fuel development. Alaska-based nature conservation groups have welcomed the move. The Brazilian firm JBS, the world's largest meat processing company, has told the US government that a cyber attack on its North American and Australian subsidiaries originated from Russia. It said a ransom had been demanded. More details now from our North America business correspondent, Michelle Fleury, who's in New York.
The FBI is now investigating how a major meat supplier got held for ransom. 3 weeks ago, a similar incident shut down a US oil pipeline. Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the White House was engaging directly with the Russian government on this matter. It is also assessing the potential impact on the nation's meat supply. Workers at some JBS facilities here in the United States had shifts cancelled via Facebook after the crippling cyber attack affected servers that were used to power its North American and Australian IT systems.
This is the World News from the BBC.